Welcome back to Believe in UCLA. I'm your host, Travis Reed, with my co-host, TJ Cummins. Coming back at y'all with the most recent games that UCLA played against Gonzaga. We're going to go over Gonzaga game in the Maui Invitational for the, I think it was fifth place. Also, we'll go over the Riverside, UC Riverside game. And we'll also preview the big game coming up this week, this weekend against Villanova. So, and also on the side note, you saw our defensive coordinator just left to go to USC for double the money. So, you know, everybody's like, oh man, the defense is rocking this year at UCLA. He just left to go to SC, but they just doubled his money. So that was a sidebar. Yeah. Sidebar on that one. But we're getting right into the Gonzaga game. T, what'd you think about it?
It was definitely, you know, we were talking about the other games that were going on before in the Maui Classic. You know, that they were probably running low on fuel. Those guys that were playing a lot of minutes, and then it's, you know, you're playing on a different terrain. You're out there in this nice, warm climate. You know, hopefully guys were getting their sleep. But I think everybody at that point in the tournament was were definitely battling. You know, so it was definitely it was a lot of will, you know what I mean, going on out there.
Definitely agree with you on that. I think that was the third game in 3 days. Obviously, the first game against Marquette was a tough one. You know, you could basically go down to the last second. Obviously, you blow out Chaminade or whatever, you blow them out. But obviously, playing that third game in 3 days, it's the battle of nutrition. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think, you know, Eaton Watson from Gonzaga. Yeah. Probably had the game of his life. I mean, you know, he goes 32-7, shoots 14 for 15 from the field. I don't know if I've ever seen that. You know, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that, because
he's on some Ben Wilson type.
You know, three
some real deals.
Right, right. You know, goes 3 for 3 from the three. I mean, you know, what can you do? Things like that. Got a monster dunk on Boa. You know, so, you know, I thought UCLA played hard. Yeah, it's going to happen because Boa going to go after everything. Boa don't care about getting dunked on. He keep playing. That's what I like about him.
Guaranteed.
I thought, you know, Mac once again showed why he probably, in my opinion, so far is going to be Pac-12 Freshman of the Year.
Oh, 100%.
Led the team with scoring or tied with Stefanovic, has 16 points, you know, and 7 rebounds. And that's a heck of a lot of rebounds for a point guard. Mm-hmm. That's not named Russell Westbrook, you know. he continued to play well. You know, Gonzaga was ranked number 11 in the country at that time. So it was, like I said, great test. These tournaments, I love them because, like, they're great test for, like I said, like you talked about, you know, nutrition, you know, because it's, you know, 3 games, 3 days. It's kind of like the tournament, you know, like NCAA, where you're playing, you know, a game every other day, you know, to get to the next level. You know, you play a one hard game on a Thursday, come back, play even a harder game on a Saturday. You know, you come back, you go home for a couple of days, and you go back to do the same thing over and over for a couple of games. So it's that's why I like these tournaments, just to see where, you know, because everybody can play good when they're not tired. We want to see, when you're tired, can you play?
Exactly. And looking at this game, you know, everybody was dealing with the same adversity, but it was just guys that – you know, they were ready to execute at the end of the game. The game was stayed around like five points in the second half. But, you know, in the end, you know, it just came down to people executing and making things happen. You know, when I was watching overall, you know, Bona, he gave us 22 minutes out there, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Probably not one of his best performances, but he definitely was still a presence. As we were talking about earlier, going up against Watson, having a career performance like he did, it takes a lot away from your ability to have energy out there on the court and then to be able to produce. So that's a big thing. And he was playing a great game as far as Watson goes. And then when we're talking about Stefanovic came out, he had 8 rebounds, 16 points. So he gave out some good scoring for us. And Dylan Andrews gave us 5 points, 4 assists. That's some big stuff right there, But Sebastian Mack, he's gonna be a big problem, as far as for other teams because just the swagger, the way he's coming. I think the team overall has a kind of drip to him, how they're moving. You know what I mean? They have a lot of confidence. I like how they're moving. They're young. The guard play is outstanding. I'm loving it. But Sebastian Mack, he had 16 points, seven rebounds, and 2 assists. But he was hobbling at the end of the game. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that we talked about it. That's the nutrition. He was hobbling because maybe he twisted his ankle a little bit or tweaked it, or maybe he was cramping. Because when you're in, like I said, you're in, like you talked about, a hot climate, you're playing your third game in 3 days, it's tough. Three tough games or whatever the case is. Those are the games where people do, get out of the game where a lot of cramping happens, so because they're your body's not used to this hard, hard, hard. It's used to recovery. You know what I'm saying? So that could have affected him the next game, what we're about to get into in a minute. But also, he played 30, I believe 36 minutes, and or 38 minutes, I believe. I know Coach rolled the he rolled with his three, Mac, Andrews and Stefanovic. Stefanovic played 40 minutes. He didn't come out the game. Mac played 38 and Andrews played 36. I guess he's not really trusting the bench as of yet, the guards bench. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, going forward in the season. Because if you have three guys playing those kind of minutes, it's going to be tough if one of them get hurts or gets into foul trouble. You're gonna have to trust your bench at some point,
Right, guys like McClendon, Devin Williams, excuse me, Devin Williams, Burke, Kenneth. But when it comes down to, actually, I'll take that back because when it comes down to Burke, Kenneth, and Lanier, as I want to say, I don't want to mispronounce his name, but they got some minutes, and I remember we were talking about that coming into this, speaking about this game. We were like, they're gonna have to come off that bench. They can't just run these guys. It's kind of like when you play a video game or something, and you got fatigue on, man. It's gonna start getting ugly. You know what I'm saying? You don't, the shots ain't gonna be going down the same way. And you got to balance it out. But I think at the end of the game, I see that the big guys, 17, 14, 11, they're getting minutes out there, to be able to compensate, especially with Bona have to separate those minutes with those guys in that game because Watson was going a fool on that. He was like, keep it 100, man. I'm on the side of right on this. He was acting a fool out there, man. So they were trying to throw bodies at him. So, it came down to that. But, in the end of the game, it was just whoever had the most gas left,
No, I agree. And like I said, even with him going off and basically playing a flawless, perfect game, they only won by four.
Right.
So the closest, it was a really close game, 69-60-65 Gonzaga. And they've been a thorn in our side for like the last 3 years,
Oof, man.
from the bank in three in the Final Four game to the last second three last year by Watson, I believe, 40-footer, and now obviously today, so are in today, but when they played, so it's Gonzaga UCLA always plays tough, they always play hard against each other. Like I said, I think that we're still gonna have to, work out a bench so they can play 30 minutes. Stefanovic, Stefani, obviously the backcourt when they're not playing that much minutes. You know, it's, you know, like you have to stagger. Maybe they're playing 32, 30, 28, rather than 36, 38, 40, you know. So we're gonna, you know, well, we'll figure it out. It's still early, like I said, you know. You know,
Yeah, and
and
I think that's exactly what it is. You know, at this time of the season with fresh players and guys that are coming in, and you're figuring out the rosters. You know, it's like really the scouting reports aren't even set yet because these guys haven't really shown what they're brought to the table yet. So I think as a coach, this is one of those types of situations where you're just trying to figure out what's the right combination.
I definitely agree with you on that. You know, definitely agree with you on that. Well, you know, like I said, UCLA comes back from Maui probably exhausted. They play, you know, UC Riverside. UC Riverside is a Big West school. UC Riverside actually beat USC this year. You know, now granted, USC was missing some players, but it doesn't really matter. Hey, they beat them. So I think they'll be pretty good this year. Coach Cronin was out with COVID, so you don't have your head coach. And you know, like I said, it was a struggle. Now, just to say the least, you know, I thought it was like, man, I was like, they might lose this game. You know, like they was, it was back and forth. They were down. You know, I was kind of like I said, I was like looking at the score, like, what? But hey, Andrew stepped up. And how many minutes did he play? 39 minutes. Like I said, they are the best condition. Him, Mac, and Stefanovic are the best condition. Now, Stefanovic only played 26 minutes, but Mac played 33, and obviously Andrews played 39. So Boa must he was he Boa fouled out, only played 14 minutes. So he played at 4 points, 5 rebounds, you know, 4 points, 4 rebounds, I'm sorry, and 5 fouls. So he had more fouls than points. But he didn't really play that good. But, you know, from your opinion, what do you think about the game?
Well, this was one of those games. You're coming off a tough loss. You're running off fumes. Then on top of that, you know, you probably came off some tough practices as well because you just got done smacking a whole bunch of turkey legs, macaroni and cheese. You know what I'm talking about? All the dress and everything just coming out your pores. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody a little somebody. You know, everybody probably about 5 pounds heavier coming into this game. But you know, there was guys out there ready to play. When it comes down to Bona, you know, I think one of the biggest things he's gonna have to figure out is ways that he can create more opportunities. You know, if he has to hit the offensive glass a lot more, because we got to get those rebounds up there. But you know, in 13 minutes, you know, if he was to play 26 under that type of a situation right there, he probably have about 8 rebounds. So I mean, that's okay. I think it'll be good for him to be more active and get more points around the basket because I think early nobody really understood how to play him. I think that people were starting to, you know, they're doubling him. They were coming, you know, I think at one point they were double and triple a team of him. But that opened it up for Mara to come in and get a couple of them in there and paint. So that was big. And that's another thing, you know, that was big for Morrow because he got a chance to be able to get some buckets on out there because they had to swing and give him some looks. They weren't giving him no love. They was like, hey, he ain't gonna do nothing out there. He did what he had to do in those minutes. So I think that was good. But the big thing is Dylan Andrews, man. I think we were talking about that before. You know, it's like. And I like how these guys are. It's not like from a distance, you know, you never know what's going on in the inside internally, but it looks like everybody is looking out for each other. You know, when one guy's getting off, they're going to make sure he gets the ball. And I don't see any shade going on out there. And Andrews came with it, man. Also, what's my guy, man? McClendon came in and did his thing, man. That's another guy that I think he down the stretch. He knocked down some pivotal three-pointers that really changed the game. And I remember we were talking about this in one of the other podcasts, just looking at his numbers as far as percentages. He was up there as far as one of the better shooters on the team. So that's big. But, you know, Sebastian Mack, I think that, you know, the biggest thing is he needs to get some rest and get himself all the way on all cylinders right now, because I think that's, you know, I know he wants to be competitive, but you want to make sure that you don't have something that's lingering.
I think I wouldn't, I'm not saying he hit the freshman wall, but like he didn't really he could tell probably he was tired.
Yes.
He shot 2 for 10 from the field, didn't really, only shot 1 3, but had 4 fouls. He had 8 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, which is good. But, like I said, he just didn't shoot well, didn't play, you could tell he was a step slow. And so like hopefully this week, they kind of like, get their bearings back, kind of, get some practicing, some cohesiveness together, because we're going to talk about it next. They play a hell of a game coming up this Saturday. Like the real game start. They play two back to back. Hard games with Villanova on Saturday at Villanova, and then playing Ohio State. So, I think with UCLA, like you talked about it, they just got to get some rest, just get them practices. So, like you said, get that. I'm pretty sure now they got that turkey and that stuff and all out of them, so they're back to normal when it comes to that. So
Oh, yeah.
so the energy level will probably be high in Villanova, but it has to be. I'm excited, for that game on Saturday. But any closing thoughts on this game before we go to the next one?
Oh, yeah. One of my biggest things was, man, that game had me on the edge of my seat towards the end. I mean, a lot of times people will look at it, you know, as a fan or somebody that's just like doesn't really understand the game fully. You'd be like, oh man, you're playing UC Riverside. Look at that. Look at their record, man. Like, there's no way that they're even supposed to be in the same gym as you. But a lot of people don't understand those underdog guys out there. They want their opportunity to shine. They on national TV right now just because they're playing. They want to go out there and show and use you as a measuring stick. And these guys, they ain't coming in there to take the L. You know what I'm saying? They came in, they were firing right off the jump. I think they probably surprised UCLA. And I like how they handled it in the end. I think the biggest thing is when you're playing against, you're competing against a team and you're looking at their record and stuff like that, I think that that can get, you know, catch you off guard. But I think the biggest thing was that we overcame the adversity towards the end of the game. And instead of just puckering up, we got straight to the basket and got a great look off the stride by Andrews. And it was beautiful, man.
No,
So I'm glad that we were able to get to pull it out. I mean, W is W, man.
it don't matter. Like I said, people don't realize that when you're in Division One, you're in Division One for a reason. We ain't playing no NAIA schools or Division Two or Division Three schools. We're playing Division One basketball players,
Facts.
and like you said, yes, obviously there's levels to it. So like they don't have necessarily what you see UCLA has, but they have good players. And I think that when I was like I've done both. I was at UCLA obviously, and then I went to the mid-major Long Beach State. So you're right. Like I said, those TV games are the games you that's your tape. If
Oh
you
man,
want,
and you already know what's going on during the off season.
you know
Come
what I'm
on, man.
saying?
Oh,
So
y'all
that's
out
your
in
tape.
Valley too? Oh, you know they done been over in the men's gym. They done been somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I done busted him before. I done busted him before. Like,
Mm-hmm.
man, wait, watch this. You know what I mean? I mean, like guys like my guy Moses, man, came out there going crazy. I Owens was coming. These guys, they marked this on their calendar like this is the one right here. I'm going over here, going to Pauly. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. Like a man, like you know. So, like you, they look. You look forward to the game. If you're UC Riverside, this is your game of the year, essentially.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
exactly.
There's no bigger game that you would have, maybe besides the game to go to the NCAA tournament or something in your tournament. In the Big West tournament, but like this is your game. Like you said, like
Guaranteed.
so. This is the guys. Like I'm telling you, this is. If they go pro, the pros is looking at what they do against UCLA, what they do against
Exactly, man.
USC. You
This
know what
boosted the resume 100,000
I'm
points.
saying? Agree. That's what I'm saying. So to get a win, and like, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was close, win's a win, so that's okay.
Thanks.
SC didn't get a win. They beat SC. You feel me?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So But end of that game, and like I said, we're going to the future, obviously, for Saturday, playing Villanova. Villanova is 6-3 right now. I've seen them play once on TV. They beat the brakes off of Memphis. I was like, man, like they real, but they have lost to Princeton. So they've beaten Texas Tech, they've beaten Maryland, they beaten North Carolina, who is like number 10 in the country, but they're coming off two losses in a row. They're coming off two losses in a row. They play tomorrow, Kansas State at Kansas State, and then they play UCLA at home on Saturday. So it's going to be interesting to see which Villanova team kind of shows up. I saw them lose to Drexel, and I saw them, beat, like I said, Memphis and beat North Carolina. So they are a 3-point shooting team. A lot of threes, like they play. It's funny. It's like, even though they got a different coach, they play like the same coach, was there. Like, it's a lot of drive, dribble, kick, drive, kick, drive, kick, drive, kick, somebody three. Yeah, that's how
That's
it is.
the offense. I mean, even if you go back all the way to the 90s, I mean, with like guys like Kerry Kittles and what's my other guy, man? The big guy started would be
Tim Thomas.
Tim Thomas, golly. I mean, but overall, I mean, they might be suffering from what a lot of teams suffer from, where it's like, certain teams that you feel like you're supposed to beat, you don't really show up. But then the big games, you're out there coming with it. I wouldn't take it for granted at all. Coming off of two losses like that, it's like a vicious animal in the corner. Not gonna play around with you. We gotta come to get you. You know what I mean? So they definitely I think with them having to play somebody before they play UCLA, it gives us a deep breath to be able to go ahead and lick our wounds, get stretched out. Get that nutrition together, as you say, and be ready for this big game, man.
No, I agreed 100%. I think like I said, they were ranked, before they lost the last two, they were like number 17. They got as high as 17 in the polls. And like I said, they're kind of been up and down. I mean, even though they got the six wins, they got three losses, including back-to-back losses. So we'll see what they do tomorrow against Kansas State at Kansas State. And then, like I said, we could be play prime, play 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. on Saturday, 7 p.m. obviously East Coast time. So I'm not sure if they're playing them either in this. I think they're playing them at Villanova, not at the Spectrum, And so, I'm saying, so I'm excited for the game. Villanova is obviously a physical team. We just saw them, UCLA beat them at UCLA a couple of years ago. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see. I'm ready for it. What are your thoughts? What do you think? What are your thoughts on it?
Just kind of like what I said, that we have to definitely be mentally focused more than anything. Also, as far as UCLA comes, everybody has to know that when your number is called, you got to come out there. And we're not talking about just trying to go out there and go for 50. I think this is more of a game where it's going to probably be more balanced scoring, and guys got to take what the defense gives them, and then take what you can. And I'm not saying that in a way that we're talking about some kind of charity, but I'm saying keeping the game honest. Not trying to push or go for something that doesn't make sense. We want to play this game possession by possession, and get the best out of everyone.
No, I definitely agree with you with that. I think going to a hostile situation, you got to be about the brotherhood coming in together. You have to be, I've, obviously you and I've played in some crazy gyms, what I'm saying? I would say, my freshman year playing at Duke, Cameron Indoor was insane.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So that was, one of those. I think Villanova's not necessarily like Cameron, but it's a very tough place to play. It's probably cold out there right now. So, hopefully they get out there, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, kind of get used to the elements, used to the gym, used to everything. So I'm excited for the game. Like I said, I think that, Corona team is, they're built tough, and Villanova's tough, so they're just two tough teams going against each other.
That's
And I
right,
hope,
because we got some points.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I hope that we come out with the W, baby. Let's go, Bruins.
You already know, man. You
Yeah.
already know what's gonna happen, man. We're gonna
Yeah.
come out here, do what we're gonna do, man. Hey, we already on the run, we on the tear. Let's keep on popping, man. Let's get this
Yep.
thing up.
These people don't realize these are those games where it makes you a 2 or 3 seed instead of maybe a 4 or 5 seed because you will have like good victories on your belt, you know.
100%.
You need those. You need those. These are kind of those tournament games. You're out of your element. You're on the road, tough environment. You know what you're gonna do. So,
Right.
you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited, for the opportunity to see them play Saturday. We'll go from there. Want to say thank y'all for listening to us. Appreciate it. T, please tell everybody where they can find you and what you're doing.
You can catch me on IG at t.j.underscore Cummings. That's on IG. And then you could also check out the website for Rise to Succeed at risetosucceed.voomly, voomly.com. So come check us out. We're changing lives. You're going to succeed no matter what.
Well, you can also, and his thing is real, folks. It's a real good thing. Trust me. I'm checking it out. You can follow me at Travis W. Reed. That's R-E-E-D, Travis W, on Instagram and on Facebook. I post both my social media on both those pages, or everything I'm doing. You can obviously catch Believe in UCLA on Spotify and iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts and all those good platforms. Also, if you're looking for another show similar to this one, it even got me interviewing TJ already on another show. For our listening audience, I'm rocking the shirt and Athlete's Journey,
That's
Travis
right.
Reed, like I said. So pretty much you can check both those out. They're both on Believe Network. And like I said, Athlete's Journey is also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. So, all right. Well, like I said, we'll talk to y'all later. Peace.